When eclipses fall in the 6th and 12th house axis, this is the axis of adaptation and retreat. Essentially, the eclipses are asking you to grow beyond your habitual patterns, your physical and daily work routines, and enter into a new relationship with your mind and body. So, the reason for this is that the sixth house is the house of the day-to-day, physical well-being, your daily routines. But the 12th house is the house of the subconscious, of what happens behind the scenes. This is the house that represents things that we don't even fully understand about ourselves. So when eclipses hit this axis, yes, they're asking us about the connection between our mind and body, but they're also asking us to integrate the connection with spirit. Because spirit, mind, and body aligned together is what will allow us to understand what's going on in the subconscious. So let me give you a really, really simple example of how to tie these two houses together. Let's say that you have entered like a weight loss challenge or somehow getting in shape challenge at the gym or online or whatever, right? Whenever that happens, you usually set a goal. I either want to burn fat or gain muscle or, you know, I don't know, lift heavier, whatever it is. Those types of challenges or those types of routines usually require that you change a lot. You change the way you eat. They require you to rest more. They require you to work out differently, to work out more consistently. Okay. So the reason I bring this example up is because it has to do with the body. It has to do with routine. It has to do with the day to day, which is the sixth house. Now, the hard part comes when you actually have to convince yourself to go to the gym before work at 5 a.m. or get to the gym after work once you've worked, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 hours. Why? Because you promised you would. The 12th house comes into play when you begin to not follow through with what you said you would. When you begin to make up excuses, when you begin to, for instance, eat what you're not supposed to eat or not eat what you promised you wouldn't eat anymore. That may seem as something normal or like it's not a big deal, but the inability to stick to our routines and the commitments that we make to ourselves, whether it's about working out or not, has a root cause to it. And that's where the subconscious comes to play. It's so interesting to me how the 12th house and the 6th house are connected, because the 6th house, again, has to do with the day-to-day routine, with how we organize our lives and how that's connected to the subconscious. Notice how many times you have said, I am going to calendar my stuff. I am going to have a to-do list for the day. I'm going to promise to do these 3 things today, even if I don't do anything else at all. And somehow, some way, we sometimes sabotage that process or don't keep the promises to ourselves. So eclipses affecting that part of the chart will bring to light, again, unhealthy patterns, which can manifest in health issues, but can also manifest in this awakening of, oh my God, if I don't keep my promises to myself when it comes to working out or eating differently, how many other ways do I not keep promises to myself? Okay, so some key words for the 6th house are health, mind, body, spirit, work life, coworkers, service, pets, mentoring, apprenticeship, lineage, the mundane daily routines and habits. The 12th house keywords are retreat, the collective unconscious, meditation, hidden agendas, secrets, spiritual consciousness, restoration, loss and surrender, and saying goodbye to old patterns and old cycles. I hope this is helpful as you are looking at your chart or the chart of a loved one.